So I want to cover two aspects. I think it's an important time in the Indy Church, and it's about revealing today how the ministry search went, but it's also about how leadership and influence happens within the church. So I'd like to cover those two aspects, if you can track with me. I want that to be clear. I appreciate that all three couples involved, their heart is they don't want to make a big deal about them. And I understand that, and I appreciate their hearts, because it is about what God is doing and about the Indy Church. So you know that in October, first off, I'll reveal those results so that you can get your mind around that. But in October, we balloted, and the church showed strong support for three couples. Now, you might say, well, duh, you asked for three names. But if you think about how those numbers could have went, there could have been multiple names. But there were three couples that had strong support. We were thankful for that. For the next 2 months, we spent time with those couples watching to see how God would move their hearts and He would instruct us. I'm not just saying that. That is what happens. If you would have gotten a call, you would have had a needed time to respond to that and think through it and pray it. And I am so thankful for that time. Brother Nick Gutwein, Brother Steve Ringer were so helpful as we walked through this together. And we saw God moving their hearts. So I'm going to give you the three names, okay? Does everybody already know this? It always amazes me what I think is silent, but not. But so I'm going to do them in alphabetical order. Brother Clint and Elisa Baylor, Brother Aaron and Kara Klopfenstein, and Brother Caleb and Laura Schaefer. Those are the three couples. And look, stay with me. It's not normal that we would be doing this today and Nick and Steve are coming next Sunday. Normal would be is that they would show up next Sunday, we reveal the names, tell you how it went, and ask you to confirm the vote. We thought it wise to have this time now for you to understand what's happened. You're going to get a ballot tomorrow that it gives you a week to confirm the couples. But let me tell you the rest of the story. And this is how we'll segue. We watched God move their hearts and how God would use them, all three couples. And I will tell you that Brother Clint's and Brother Caleb's were led by God to go to the Indianapolis pulpit and serve from the pulpit. That is a beautiful thing, how God works. Brother Aaron and Sister Kara are moved by God not to go to the pulpit, to be used in the church, influencing the church in other ways. And I'm going to tell you very seriously, us elders, we supported all three couples completely. So blessed, and saw why the church supported them so well. We are also equally impressed at how God had worked in their hearts, and feel very good about how they'll be served, how they will serve and be used. Are you with me so far? You're paying attention better than normal. So we've had 2 months to work through this, and so I want to give you time to think it through. Do you understand that? I said earlier while the Sunday school was out, so I'm going to repeat myself. In the old days, the elder might have been autocratic, made most of the decisions. The pulpit certainly had all the leadership responsibilities. And I want to separate that a little bit right now and tell you what I see God doing there. If I broaden that a little bit, what I see is multiple gifts and multiple needs within the church and within this city. And we're not going to get it done if you think it's all about the pulpit leadership to get that done. We want to concentrate on learning and growing and teaching the Word of God. And this is very scriptural. We, the pulpit, need influence to come from the church and to saddle up into the responsibilities there. This is what I see happening. As I saw the Spirit of God leading in Aaron Kara's heart to be served In some ways, Aaron, I hope I could say this, it was almost frustrating to not be clearer. But then it became clear on how to lead and help within the church. Brother Aaron is going to head up our leadership committee for the next 100 years, Aaron? 4 years? Some other meetings came out of this whole process with other brothers and sisters in the church as we saw how God would lead us in the future going forward. And with all my heart, I think that is what we are called to do as a church. I am thrilled at how God has led Brother Clint and Brother Caleb's into this ministry. I am thrilled at how God has moved Aaron Kara's heart to lead. And I am thrilled as God will move your heart and what you should do and your role that you should play within this Indianapolis Apostolic Christian Church. Because if we really grow in the Lord, we're going to quit just caring about our own selves and how wonderful this place is, and we are going to affect the city. We're going to make a difference. And it's going to be because everyone is involved. We're not laying bricks. We're building cathedrals. So, let me talk about the ballot a minute. Tomorrow, electronically, you should get, and if you don't get it, get a hold of me or Doreen. You should get an electronic ballot. Because what we're doing here today is, if you were Caleb and Laura and Clint and Elisa, you would want to know the church supports them. And so you've got 5 days. Some of you may not know Caleb and Laura well. You may not know Clint and Elisa well. You've got time to get a hold of them and speak to them if you have concerns. Your ballot is going to say, it's just going to have two sections to it. It's going to say, because let me say it again. Let me be clear. This is not an either-or ballot. It could be. But we, the elders, are saying we would put them both in. If it was the old days, we'd probably come next week and say, hey, this is how it went, and they're in. But we want you to own it. They want your support. So on that ballot, is going to say, the first line is going to say, I can support Clint and Elisa, or I cannot. Second section says, I can support Caleb and Laura, or I cannot. So if you don't know them, you have some concerns, you talk to them this week. You get that ballot back by Friday. By the time Nick's going to preach next Sunday morning, Ephesians 4, verses 17 to 32. In the afternoon, in place of the service, we're going to bring those results and then install a minister or two. You know what installation means? I always think it's a funny word, but it's what we'll do. We'll speak to the church. We'll speak to those couples about the future and the responsibilities. So you're either completely understanding me or you're puzzled. So do you have any questions? Feel free to ask questions. Stephen, are you tracking? You got it? Penny?
Will Sunday school be in the morning next week?
Thank you. That's a softball. Let's have Sunday school in the morning next week, okay? Is that all right, Peter? Ben? Sunday school in the morning next week. Afternoon, we'll all be in church. Bill?
Just a curious question. Do you plan
eventually having a deacon? Wow. How plugged in are you to the Holy Spirit? So let me say this about that. Did you hear Bill? He wanted to know if I plan to have an ordained deacon. I think God only knows that right now. But this is about transformation, right? Ron and I are 60-something. You're 50. 52? 54? 55? Oh, 51. I didn't think he was that old. Barely 50. You got some 60-year-old guys that need to get off the stage. Got a 51-year-old. You're sick. I know how old you are. 42 and 45. Eric? 44? 43? What do you want? 44. And I don't know if this matters, but Clint, you're 37. Caleb's 36. They were 5 and 6 when we were put in the ministry. And it's the way of life. It's the way of life transition. Youth, ideas. It's awesome. So will there be an ordained deacon? I have no idea. We're going to get through this step and we're going to go and praise God and teach the word and watch the church flourish. That would be our heart. If you get your ballot and you're too shy to call any either couple and you don't know, then you can leave your ballot blank. But if you have any questions, call them. Is that okay, Caleb? Can they call you? Clint? What else? Anything else? Thank you for your attention. Back when, in December, when we realized it was going to be January 13th till they would come back, I thought it was an awful lot to ask of you, but it's just the time we needed. And I'm so thankful. Thanks for your prayers. Continue to be prayerful. And let me say in the end, will you please get to these couples to encourage them? And I'm including Aaron and Kara in this. Aaron and Kara, get to them. Caleb and Laura, Clint and Elisa. Encourage them. Speak to them. Thanks for your attention, and we'll see you next Sunday. Well, you know what? We didn't have a prayer. Do you mind if I pray again? Let's kneel down and pray. Is that okay if I pray? Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for when we see and sense and get to participate in how your Spirit works. And Lord, I understand that many here may not have known much about any of this. And Lord, be with us now. Be with us as we part. Lead us in the right way. Show us in your word and through your spirit to us that we would be led and are led by you. Lord, we commit all our works to you and what the future is and what should be next. Because we're thankful. Because we believe. Because our hope is in you. So Lord, we praise you in that. I pray a special blessing and prayer upon Aaron and Kara. So thankful for who they are and how you've led them and who they are to us and what they will be to us. Lord, bless them and their family. Lift them up and strengthen them and be their guide. And for Clint and Elisa, Lord, we thank you for how you've moved in their heart and how you've directed them and given them a peace. Even though they're so busy, even though there's so much, Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for direction. Thank you for vision. And for Caleb and Laura, Lord, the same. With little children running and loving and in need, Lord, we pray and we thank you for leading them and guiding them and encouraging them and lifting them up. Strengthen them now and bless them. So we close asking again for the whole church, for the Indy church, from the young to the old, Lord, to be full of your spirit and your grace and to know how to answer, and how to serve, and how to influence, we pray. Asking it all in Jesus' name, amen. See you Wednesday night. Ready?